Okay, so if you can just breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth. And again, just in through your nose and out through your mouth. And then breathe in through your nose, fill your lungs to capacity, and then breathe out through your mouth. You just start to move your breathing into like a regular rhythm as you start to feel self-relaxing, starting to move into that meditative state. Now bring your awareness to your feet and see big roots that grow at the bottom of your feet. See them move across the earth in front of you, and then allow them to drop down into the center of Mother Earth, connecting you to the core of Mother Earth. And bring your awareness back to your feet and see smaller roots this time moving out sideways, again slipping out in front of you and behind you, same as a tree. And then see those smaller roots just making their way down through the soil, down into Mother Earth, connecting you right to that core center. Notice how your body starts to feel heavier as that grounding starts to work. Your focus and awareness is on grounding yourself to connecting your spiritual body right into Mother Earth. And bring your focus and awareness back to your heart center. See your heart chakra open. Allow a bright white light to explode from your heart center, almost as though someone's turned a torchlight on inside your body. And that white light emanates from your heart chakra. Let's see that white light start to move downwards from your heart chakra towards your solar plexus chakra. And again, see that chakra open. See that bright white light emanate again, like a torchlight. And then push that white light further down to your sacral chakra, the top of your legs. See that chakra open, and that bright white light emanate from that chakra. And then now see that bright white light move down the tops of both of your legs at the same time, making its way down to your knees, down through your shins to your ankles. Allow that white light now to run down through your feet, down through those grounding roots, right into the center of Mother Earth. Notice that your breathing has changed. You're relaxing, moving into that spiritual state of awareness. Now bring your focus and awareness back to that heart center and see that white light start to move up your body this time, up towards the top of your arms, and then see it running down each arm, down past your elbow, down into your wrist, and see that white light run down through each finger and then emanate and explode out of the ends of each fingertip. As though there's a torchlight in your hands, you can see five beams of light coming out of each hand. And push that white light higher towards your throat chakra. See your throat chakra open and that white beam of light explode out of your throat, activating your light body with conscious intent. Then push that white light higher to your third eye chakra. Allow that third eye to open. This is your spiritual eye, giving you a connection to different frequencies and different dimensions with your conscious intent. See that white light emanate from your third eye, again like a torchlight being turned on. And then push that white light up towards the top of your head. Just allow it to build slightly. Allow that light then to come out the top of your head, exploding into the center of core consciousness. So we're just connecting our light body to the core of the conscious universe, taking that white light all the way down through our body, out of our feet, down into the center of planet Earth, connecting the top and bottom to the planet and the center of core consciousness. Now bring your focus and your awareness outside of you and see a bubble of bright white light in the shape of an egg. Allow a doorway to open in that bubble and then step through into the inside. Close that door behind you. This is your spiritually protective place. So now visualize yourself as a person with a form of a human inside that egg. So this is you in your human form. And then allow all of the cells to lose their form so that the form of your body disappears. And you just become a collection of vibrating cells inside that bubble of light. As you do now, take your conscious awareness inside. Seek out any dark cells that are vibrating at a lower frequency, will present themselves as a darker colour to you. So just allow them to change to be bright white light. So you're increasing the vibration with your intent. You're clearing any low vibrating cells or any disease cells to a higher vibration. So you're healing and clearing yourself with your conscious thought and your mind. So inside that bubble now, you've only got bright white light cells all vibrating at the same frequency. All of the dark ones have been cleared and removed. Now allow that colour inside that bubble of light to start to change. Whatever colour it becomes is a different frequency and a different vibration, and it will help to clear your cells using that frequency. So just allow different colours to come into that bubble of light. See it change colour, acknowledge the change, and then allow it to change to another colour. Just work your way through the rainbow of colours as they present themselves. Now bring your conscious awareness back to yourself and do your sovereignty check. So ask yourself three times, am I sovereign, yes or no? Am I sovereign, yes or no? Am I sovereign, yes or no? Now you should get three immediate yeses. So if you get a no or a yes that changes to a no, visualize a golden flaming sword in your hand and run that right in the outside of the egg that you're inside, with the intent to chop away any negative connections. And then perform that sovereignty check again. Am I sovereign, yes or no? Am I sovereign, yes or no? Am I sovereign, yes or no? Now again, this time you should get three yeses, but if you get a no, or yes that changes to a no, just repeat that process. Now bring up a picture of your property and do a property check. So is my property sovereign, yes or no? Is my property sovereign, yes or no? Is my property sovereign, yes or no? And just perform that same routine. If you don't get three immediate yeses, take that flaming sword and run it around the outside of a visualization of your property. So that can be a small box or a house. And then allow a golden flame of light to run over the outside of that picture, just to burn away any negative connections to your property, any negative energy that could be in your property, or any stale negative energy that could be also in your property. And as you do that, you'll see that flame will start to crackle as it burns away any low vibrating negative energy. And then loop back round to that sovereignty check again. So is my property sovereign, yes or no? Is my property sovereign, yes or no? Is my property sovereign, yes or no? Then I bring a picture of your bank account up. So you can see a dollar sign, or you can see a bank or a place that you store your money, and do the same thing. So is my bank account sovereign, yes or no? Is my bank account sovereign, yes or no? Is my bank account sovereign, yes or no? And again, if it's two yeses and a yes or a no, take that sword, run it around the outside. You have that visualization of your bank account. Allow a golden flame of light to run around the outside, burning away any negative connections. And then repeat that sovereignty check until you get 3 immediate yeses. Okay, now bring up an image or representation of people. This could be your partner, this could be your family, could be people you work with, whoever feels right to you to check, and then perform that sovereignty check on them. So are they sovereign, yes or no? Are they sovereign, yes or no? Are they sovereign, yes or no? And again, if they're not sovereign, just repeat that process of running that flaming sword of light around the outside of them, with the intent to cut away any negative cords, negative connection, or negative energy. And then see a golden flame of light run over the outside of that image to burn away any further negativity, and then repeat that sovereignty check. Now bring up an image representation of your current job, where you work, or something that you do, your source of income. And just do that sovereignty check. Is my job sovereign, yes or no? Is my job sovereign, yes or no? Is my job sovereign, yes or no? Or this could be the company that you work at, maybe. Is the company sovereign, yes or no? We'll just perform that test again and use that flaming sword of light to run around the outside and disconnect any negative cords or connections if that sovereignty check fails. And then allow a flaming white light run around the outside to again clear away any remnants of any negativity, slow vibrating negative energy, and then repeat that sovereignty check again. Now visualize yourself as a person stood outside of your current property. Allow yourself to start to float off of the floor and just start to drift around your property, looking from above downwards to see if you can see any negativity that's connected to the outside of your property or the location that you live in. Allow your eyes to see down through the floor, through the soil, almost as though you have an X-ray vision to see any pipes, any water pipes, or any ley lines or energetic lines that run either through or around your property that are bringing in negative energy. Firstly, just view them and take note that you've seen them. They go all the way around the property, just looking for those lines of negativity. You may notice they go right underneath your property or right through your property. They drift right back to the spot that you started in that representation. And I look through your property as though you're looking through a completely invisible property. You can see the lines that are there. Now ask those lines to move and reroute around your property, and you'll see they start to bend around the outside rather than going through your property underneath. They'll restructure themselves. You're asking the energy to move around the outside, therefore not contaminating your property with negative energy, as this is the place that you spend your time and you sleep. Now around the outside of your property, erect a mirrored finish so that any negativity that's sent towards your property is reflected back from whence it came. So almost as though your property has a complete mirror around the outside. This mirror you're erecting with your intent to reflect any negativity away from you. Bring your awareness now back to your third eye. Allow your awareness to move inside your third eye. Start to go inside your body, starting at the top of your head. Just allow your awareness to drop down through your body, looking for any signs of negativity, any emotional blockages, any disease. As you see areas, just change the colour of them to be bright white light. again, reorganizing your cellular structure with your conscious intent to heal yourself from the inside. Allow your awareness now to drop down through your body, down towards your feet, just changing anything negative that presents itself. Now bring your awareness to your heart center and see a small door that opens. Allow your awareness to go in through that door. You'll find you walk into a small room. On the other side of that room is your inner child, sat waiting to meet you. Your inner child is asking you to sit opposite. It wants to talk to you. It wants to provide some feedback that will be invaluable for you to hear. And just to spend a moment in that room with your inner child, connecting to that inner part of you. You can tell your inner child that it's loved. It may not have been heard for a while, but you're hearing it now. You can give your inner child a hug or a cuddle. There may be old traumas or emotions that your inner child wants to talk about. You can just ask them to be released and cleared. You don't need to revisit any of it at all. As you do so, you'll notice your inner child starts to smile. The inner child may stand up and start to jump around as it starts to feel happy. Happy that you've connected and happy that it's been listened to. And as this happens, you'll notice that you start to feel happier in yourself. You're connecting to the oldest part of you. And take your inner child by the hand. Start to dance around the room. Allow yourself to remember what it feels like to be happy, to dance in joyful expression as you did when you were a small child with no responsibilities or pressure. Let yourself go as you dance around, smiling and laughing. This is your private space. No one judges you in this place. You can connect back to that happy part of you. It's always been there. Now bring your focus and awareness back to that bubble of light that you're inside, your protected space. Wave goodbye to your inner child, but don't allow the door to close, because you need to access that when you feel the time is right. Ask for your guide to attend. As you open that other door in that bubble of light, the one that you've met before, your guide's been there. Your power animals may have been there to meet you. As you see that door open and you see a figure on the other side, ask them three times, are they from the highest light, yes or no? Are they from the highest light, yes or no? Are they from the highest light, yes or no? If you don't get three immediate yeses, just close the door and reopen a different door in a different part of that bubble. As you open a different door, you'll find there'll be another presence on the other side, and you can do the same. You can question that presence. Are you from the highest light, yes or no? Are you from the highest light, yes or no? Are you from the highest light, yes or no? So you're only willing to connect any spiritual essence that can provide three immediate yeses, which is your confirmation that they're from the highest light, working for your highest good, and you can then trust the capacity of the conversation. Now see a pathway that starts to work upwards from that door. Start to walk along. You may find that guide or power animal that met you outside follows you along. They might start talking to you, providing some conversation or asking you questions. and you'll find yourself at the foot of that cliff that you've been before. So start to walk up that cliff as you find a big path opens. And as you get to the top of that cliff, you'll notice your form has now changed to be that of that eagle. Your human form has disappeared, almost like a snake will shed its skin. You shed that form of a human and you become that eagle again. Start to beat your wings, move your head from side to side and look down, and you'll see the distance just goes down and down and down. So when you're ready, just take off and start to soar, finding the thermals. As you have fun and smile to yourself, gliding on the thermals, see where you go using your intent. You may go to a different country, you may just be having fun flying around. As you fly around, if you look behind you, you can see dark, almost like rings of smoke. These are negative thoughts and emotions, traumas that are coming off of you. The faster you fly, the more smoke and rings you seem to generate. So just allow all of those traumas, negative experiences, negative energy to be released from your wings and your feathers. And you'll notice the more smoke you release, the faster you can go as you drop all of that negative trauma, stagnant, stale energy. And then you'll find that you can career forward with intense speed, moving immensely fast. You can spin round almost as though you're doing loop to loop, and you'll feel lighter as a lot of that negativity has been cleared and removed. And make your way back to that cliff top that you left earlier. As you come into land, you'll see that that guide or power animal is still there waiting for you. This time they want to have a quick conversation. They want to pass on some tips and some advice, friendly advice, about the forthcoming week. So for the next 7 days, they'd like to give you some information that will help you how you feel, provide some guidance, may steer you in a different direction to one that you would normally take. So just sit down at the top of the cliff, just have a quick conversation with that guide or power animal. If you've got any imminent decisions to make, or any things you've been thinking for a while but haven't really known what to do, this would be a good time to present that question to the guide or the power animal. You may have relationship questions, again they can be covered in the same time frame. So just use this time to get some feedback. Then you could acknowledge the advice and guidance. You're still free to make your own decisions and choose for yourself. But after the meditation, you'll remember this conversation. And you'll remember the guidance and the steer that they've given you. I'll bring that conversation to a close and thank your guide or power animal for coming. And you see your form change back from that eagle into just a cluster of cells, almost like smoke. And to see that smoke that's a collection of you start to drift back towards your door, the door that you left earlier. As you get to the door, allow that smoke to form back into the figure of a human. This is how you can change your form and shape shift just using your conscious thought to be whatever you need to become. You're just a collection of cells vibrating at a certain frequency, and you can change the way they look and the way they feel and the vibration that they hold with your conscious intent. Now walk back through that door and close it behind you. Find yourself back inside your bubble of light. Now bring your awareness back into the room. Feel your feet on the floor. And then when you're ready, open your eyes.